For years, Idaho has been at the forefront of wolf management. It was one of the first states where wolves were delisted, and it quickly opted to allow wolf hunting soon after. And now it's taking that a step further by helping to fund a bounty program for wolf hunters and trappers. Amanda Peacher reports.
Rusty Kramer spends all winter trapping coyotes, skunks, beaver, and occasionally a wolf.
It's kind of like Christmas every day. You go check 70 traps. It could be nothing all day long. It could be five skunks, or you could have 10 coyotes, or you could have a wolf.
Last year, Kramer did get a wolf.
And I yelled over the hill to my dad, and I says, oh, got a wolf over here. And he thought I was messing with him. And it was like a salt and pepper, two-year-old female.
He shot the wolf in the trap and then took it home to skin it. Soon after, he got some money from the Foundation for Wildlife Management. Turns out the nonprofit reimburses up to $1,000 for every wolf kill. Justin Webb is founder of the nonprofit. He says that may sound like a lot of money, but it barely covers the costs for trappers like Kramer.
It's a very grueling, time-consuming process.
There's gas, he says, the cost of the traps, and of course the time. Webb says he's personally trapped 18 wolves.
For that, I've invested 208 hours and over $1,600 in fuel for every single wolf that I've caught.
Webb's organization has been paying wolf hunters and trappers for about 7 years, but now it's getting help from the state. Idaho Fish and Game gave the program a grant of $23,000.
Our preferred and primary source for management is through our hunters and trappers.
That's Derek Atterbury, chair of the Fish and Game Commission. He says hunters and trappers like Kramer and Webb help keep wolf numbers in check. Because of that, he sees no issue with state dollars going toward the program.
It fits with the management of wolves that we currently have with our sporting public and hunting and trapping.
Suzanne Stone sees it differently.
It's really troubling that the state of Idaho is doing this.
Stone is with Defenders of Wildlife, a nonprofit conservation group. She says the move is a symptom of a bigger problem. The state was supposed to manage wolves like every other predator, but it's not doing that. For example, Stone says there's no bounty program for mountain lions, and on top of that, she says hunters can trap and kill significantly more wolves.
One person, if they're a hunter and a trapper, can kill up to 20 wolves in a year, and the limit for mountain lions is 2.
Stone says this is not what the state promised,
which was to manage wolves like bears and mountain lions. That was their specific promise to the federal government when wolves were delisted, and they are doing everything but that.
Proponents of hunting and trapping wolves say it's important to keep the predators' numbers down so that elk populations can thrive. Still,
mountain lions are actually the number one predator of elk in the state of Idaho, not wolves.
That's Jim Hayden with Idaho Fish and Game. He's a state biologist in charge of managing predators.
And if you're going to spend a dollar to improve elk survival, it'd be more suitable to do it on mountain lions.
Either way, he says, wolf numbers are healthy in Idaho. Even with the current level of hunting and trapping, they are here to stay. Trapper Rusty Kramer agrees.
We don't want to make any animal extinct, and so we just want to manage their numbers.
It's unclear whether other states will follow Idaho's lead when it comes to wolf bounties for hunters and trappers, although Montana's legislature is already looking at a bill that would legalize the practice in that state. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
You can follow reporter Amanda Peacher on Twitter at Amanda Peacher. For photos, links, and a video explainer of how a wolf trap works, visit our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.